Red Bomber's Law. Now you know I'm leaving Chicago, and people that show do hate to go. Now you know I'm leaving here in the morning. Won't be back no more.
If you're here for the Blues Museum, follow the guitars on the floor.
Well, I know my little baby.
What is the reason that this relatively small place is the hometown of the blues music? Why not Memphis or St. Louis or New Orleans?
I think because the African Americans who lived and worked here and who were deprived of a written history, language, expressed their emotions and sought some sort of order and release and entertainment through the music that they created. And it wasn't like they just created songs, which a lot of people have done. They created a whole genre of music, the blues, which, as Muddy Waters said, the blues had a baby and they called it rock and roll.
Yeah. So you can say the blues is first and after the rock and roll.
Definitely.
Now you know I'm leaving here in the morning. Won't be back no more.
Dat realiseren zich maar weinig mensen. Maar dit vormt het begin van de popmuziek. Dit is een katoenveld. En dit is katoen. Een bolletje wat, nietwaar? En de slaven, de negers, zijn hier uit Afrika gebracht om dit te plukken. En als ze op het veld werkten, dan hadden ze afspraken met elkaar. Een soort antwoord, vraag- en antwoordspelletje in de muziek. En dat is het begin van de blues en uiteindelijk het begin van de popmuziek geworden. En je zou heel cynisch nog kunnen zeggen dat de Nederlanders ook verantwoordelijk zijn voor de blues en de popmuziek. Omdat de grootste slavenhandelaren, dat waren Nederlanders. De meeste slaven zijn door Nederlanders van Afrika naar hier naar Amerika gebracht. En dit vormt dus het begin. Het troosteloze plukken van dit speelende hit. Dat maakte de popmuziek. ...1962, 1963, Mick Jagger en Keith Richards, bij Mick of bij Keith thuis, en die luisteren op een klein pick-upje naar een plaatje. Die luisterden maar naar een plaatje en dan kwam het regeltje Rolling Stone in voor. En dat was een nummer van Muddy Waters. En Muddy Waters is daar geboren. Muddy Waters heette niet zo, het is een schuilnaam, hij heette McKinley Morganfield. Hij is een van de grote mannen van de blues. En hij is de grote inspiratie geweest, niet alleen voor Rolling Stones, die ze daarom genoemd hebben, maar ook voor groepen als The Animals, The Yardbirds, The Pretty Things. Kortom, voor mij is Muddy Waters een hele grote jongen. Ik heb hem geïnterviewd in 1979, meen ik, in Duitsland. En toen vroeg ik aan hem, meneer Waters, ja, dat zei hij dan maar, meneer Waters, luister eens, vindt u het nou niet erg dat die Rolling Stones met een regeltje van u, dat is hun naam, ongelooflijk rijk worden, u nog steeds niet erg rijk bent? Gaf hij alleen maar als antwoord, ik ben blij dat de jongens het een mooi nummer vond. Ik ben, geloof ik, wel een beetje bekend als een liefhebber van de Rolling Stones. En vandaar dat dit voor mij een hele bijzondere plek is. En ik doe hetzelfde, maar ik ga deze keer op mijn knieën. Ik dank hier Muddy Waters voor alles wat hij heeft betekend. Voor de blues, de rock'n'roll en de popmuziek.
Muddy,
dankjewel jongen. Kijk, als je nou de blues wil begrijpen, hè, dat het zo, het is altijd verdrietig, ellendige muziek, dan moet je naar zo'n huisje kijken. Als je daarin opgroeit, dan kan je nooit later natuurlijk de Vogeltjesdans componeren of een ander vrolijk mopje, Una Paloma Blanca. Nee, dan schrijf je trieste, maar prachtige muziek die bepalend is geweest voor de hele popmuziek en de grootste uitvinding is geweest van de 20e eeuw. Want als je iets, overal hoort, dan is het popmuziek. En popmuziek is weer zo'n plek, onder andere hier begonnen. En dan staat er dat je dit huis niet verder mag vernielen. Ik zou bij God niet weten wat je hier nog aan moest vernielen. Treuriger kan het niet. Maar grote muziek is tussen deze planken, jongens. Tussen deze planken is grote muziek ontstaan.
I'm gonna catch the first thing smoking back. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Showing up there. Showing up there.
Clarksdale, Mississippi. John Lee Hooker werd hier waarschijnlijk in 1917 geboren. Waar precies, dat schijnt niemand meer te weten. En als men het wel weet, is men er in ieder geval over eens dat het huis niet meer bestaat. Het is in ieder geval ergens hier geweest dat een van de aartsvaders van de blues geboren werd. Mrs. Hill.
Yes.
Yes. I'm Baldwin. Baldwin. Yeah. And we are from Holland.
Holland?
Yes, Holland.
Uh-huh.
Am I allowed to sit here? Yes.
Did I meet any of you before?
Did I
meet any of you before?
No.
First time you've been in Clarksdale?
First time here, yes.
Yes.
And we're interested in the history of the blues. And we've heard you knew, or you know, John Lee Hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah? Can you remember him as a guy? As a young boy?
I remember him as a young man, maybe.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
And what do you remember?
Oh, I remember when he first started singing Boogie Chillum.
Yeah? That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And where was he playing, here in the neighborhood?
No. I used to live in another district. And he was staying with me there. Yeah. I used to live on Martin Luther King's Drive.
Yeah.
And he was living in my place there.
You had a sort of hotel, motel?
Yeah, something. Oh. Well, hotel.
A hotel.
Uh-huh. And he was living there as the Rama.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How old, how young are you now?
Me?
Yeah.
About 86.
86?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've been in the beginning of the century you've been born.
Yeah, I'm born 1907.
1907. And do you remember Muddy Waters?
Yeah, I used to be out there to a snowball.
What do you think?
Snowball, Mississippi, yeah. His yeah. Home.
Yeah.
Where his cabin is.
Yes, we've yeah. Seen his cabin, yes.
Yes.
But out there. They were very poor in the beginning, I think, Hooker and Waters, or not?
Yeah, all of them. All of us was poor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now?
Yeah.
Still poor?
Yeah, still poor. You got some money to spend?
Yeah. But Hooker is now, I think, a very rich man.
Well, Johnny Lee Hooker?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And Waters maybe. Died already?
Huh?
Waters died. Waters is dead now. Muddy Waters is dead.
Yeah.
And what names can you remember more from the blues men from the old days? Can you remember more blues men?
Sonny Boy.
Sonny Boy Williamson too? Yeah.
Yeah, he was here a day or two before he died.
Yeah?
In this building, looking for me.
Yes, I know her. Boogie Chillo. One night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie. It's in him, and it got to come out. And I felt so good. Went on boogie just the same.
Zijn manager, iemand die zich met hem bezighoudt, die is even binnen te kijken of hij zijn gebit al in heeft. Want dan is het zonder gebit. Oké. Is het possible to walk in?
Yeah.
Thank you. Boom Boom in the 60s, but not your song. You wrote a song, of course, but it was very popular in the version of The Animals.
I know they did it, but I thought it was popular by me too. I don't know.
You don't? Have you ever heard it? Of course, you have heard it, the Boom Boom version of The Animals.
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't?
I know they did it.
Yeah, we never heard it.
No, I never did get a copy, but I never did hear it. I know they made it very popular over there, but not so popular over here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was only popular in Europe, that's true, not in the United States.
Yeah.
Can you remember writing the song Boom Boom?
Yes.
Yeah? Can you tell me something about that?
Well, I wrote it from experience, a young lady named Willa in Detroit, a bar called the Apex Bar.
Yeah.
And I used to come in there every night, running there late, you know. And the band be playing when I get there. And I'll be a half an hour late sometime, maybe long later, 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes late. And she was working behind the bar, and she always said, boom, boom, you late again.
Oh, she was saying boom, boom.
Well, she's just saying, yeah. I'll be late, you know.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, you late again, like she going to
shoot. Like a pistol shooting.
Boom, boom, yeah. You late again. I just laugh and jump on the band, then take off my coat, run on the band, stand, grab my guitar on the band, so they're playing. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down with all your feet. Come home with me in my house.
Whoa, whoa, boom, where's boom, it been
boom. In? Mm-hmm. I love to see you walk. Like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead right off my feet. How? Whoa!
Thank you.
and talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she loves. I love that talk, that baby talk. And talk like that, and I mean that. And on my feet.
Listening to your songs, it's always about
women.
Women, yes. But you said that that classical sing blues is about a man and a woman. You said that, isn't it? Blues is always about a man and a woman.
Right.
What do you mean with
don't,
that?
Don't you know?
No.
You're a man.
Yeah, I'm a man. Yes.
Well, you like women.
Yeah, I like women. But I hear also about drinking, about cars. It's also about not only about women, also about
whiskey
drinking.
Whiskey and women.
Yeah.
And drinking.
Yeah.
Whiskey and women.
Whiskey and women.
That goes hand in hand.
But can you say that blues is a very unhappy music? It's always about unhappy things.
No, it's not.
If I hear you singing, it's always losing a lady, not getting a lady.
Well, it's not unhappy. To me, it's not. To me, I'm very happy. But you take all songs. Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Every song is something about a woman, no matter what it's rock, ballads, country, western. They can't sing a song without something about a woman. They got a woman in it. My woman have left me. That's a ballad.
Yeah, it's about.
That's a ballad. That's not a blues I'm saying to you.
No,
that's a ballad I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
And she won't be back no more. She died, went to heaven. She left me here. That's a woman. Any song you sing, you can't sing a song by saying something about a woman. A woman can't sing a song that's about a man. Well, he was meant to be.
Yeah.
It's built upon woman and man. When the world was born, even Adam was put in the garden of Eden.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. But next thing, drinking. Why is there so much drinking and whiskey and booze in your songs?
Well, people do drink. They do drink booze.
So.
I used to drink. I don't not anymore.
Not anymore?
No. I haven't drank in 15 years. Don't smoke.
Don't smoke, don't drink? For 15 years already? Yeah. Isn't that a very dull life for you then?
Good life.
It's good life.
Yeah.
Without drinking.
Sure, you ain't got to drink. At that time, I thought I had to drink. A lot of people just quit. You know, even when you find out there's no good for you, it ain't good for your boys, you just quit sometimes. You just want to quit.
So and the third thing is cars. There are a lot of cars, Cadillacs, in the blues. Why always cars and Cadillacs?
I ain't thinking about no Cadillac.
No, you don't have a Cadillac. But there's a lot of singing.
Yeah, I do.
No, I don't have a Cadillac. I can drive.
Well, Cadillac is popular.
Yeah, that's why.
That's the number one public candidate for America.
Yeah.
A big Cadillac and a pretty woman.
Women, drinking, and Cadillacs.
Yeah, that's where you want to put it.
Yeah.
Now, baby, you gonna hurt me no more. You. Herbie no more. You know, sometime late at night, I lay at my bedside and think about you. And you ain't nowhere around. I made up my mind and I said, You let you hurt me no more.
A guitar in the house here, yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Can you show me how to begin a song with a guitar?
Get old Blondie.
That's the name of the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So show to me how to write a blues song. Learn to me
how. Show you how to write a song?
No, no. Learn me writing how to write a song.
Learn you how to write
a song. Yeah.
I can't learn you how to write a song.
Try it, please. Yeah.
I had to sing to you.
Yeah.
So song comes out of your mind. Can you write a song? Show you how to write a song.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. You just gotta pick out something you want to say.
Yeah.
Something that you would like to sing about. Like blah, blah. So high, like a woman build you up to tell you all these stories and stuff. She gonna do this and do that.
Yeah.
And ain't doing none of it. They're building you up.
Yeah.
Making you feel good. So this woman loves me. She tell me all these sweet things.
Yeah.
She build me up so high, let me down so low. She build me up so high, let me down so low. Used to fix my breakfast, bring it to my bedside. That time she's building you up, you know.
Yeah.
Think time she loved you to get your money, but she's running out on you with another man.
Yeah.
She told all of her friends, I finally found myself a fool. You know, you being a fool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, honey, I love you. You ain't gonna hurt me no more. And you tell me, no, you ain't gonna hurt me no more, because I found out you're lying to jive. You don't mean me no good.
It's more difficult than I thought, writing a song.
Yeah. Well, you got the habit, you know. You can write on paper, but you come from here and here. I throw the book away. I said, take your book, keep your book. Give it to the garbage, take it to the city dump. Bag it, sack it, and drop it. Because I don't need it.
Thank you.
Rock me, baby. You heard that before, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard it before.
Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. All night long, long. Tease me, tease me, tease me. Don't know how that make me feel. Rock me, baby. Like my back ain't got a bone. Rock me, me, me. Like my back ain't got a bone. That's all right, baby. Feel, make me feel good, feel good. Like a wagon wheel. You know what a wagon wheel is? Roll me, roll me, roll me. Like a wagon, wagon, wagon wheel. Mama, don't stop rolling me. Roll me all day and all night, too, too, too. Shake me, let the earthquake shake the ground.
Thank you for this private concert, Mr. Hooker. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. John Lee Hooker. John Lee Hooker. King of the Boogie. They call him the Godfather of the Blues. Thank you, Saratoga, for coming out tonight. We'll see you next time.